Welcome to Wing Chun Talk. Wing Chun Talk podcast is dedicated to talking all things Wing Chun. Your host, Sean Benson, has the pleasure of sitting down with other Wing Chun practitioners from around the world. If you are interested in Wing Chun or want to connect with other Wing Chun practitioners, then this podcast is for you. Sit back and enjoy Wing Chun Talk.
Yes, awesome. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Wing Chun Talk episode number 6. My guest today is Dragon Sifu. He's out in Hong Kong. He is trained with Ip Man's eldest son, Ip Chun, for 7 years. And now I have the pleasure and the honor to speak with him today. Hello, Dragon Sifu. How are you today?
Hello. How are everyone? I'm good. I'm very well.
Awesome.
Here in the morning.
Yes. What time is it there?
10 a.m.
10 a.m. Awesome. It's evening where I'm at, but whoever's listening, I mean, we'll see when the time zone is for them. So yes, good morning to you, Dragon Sifu. Thanks for being with us today.
Yeah, I'm very happy to share the Wing Chun experience to everyone.
Yes, and I'm curious. I've been following you on Instagram. That's how I know you, through social media, obviously. So I'm going to give people your hashtag there. You're at Dragon Wing Chun, right? W-I-N-G-C-H-U-N. Yeah. Go check him out. It's got a good profile there. Dragon Wing Chun over on Instagram. And you also have a Facebook group too, correct? Or
yeah,
page.
Yeah, right. Dragon is my child's name.
Ah.
Dragon.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Foreigners is like the dragon? Is this?
I'm sorry?
This is foreigners really like the dragon?
Yes, of course. Yeah, dragon's super cool. For sure. For sure.
Yeah.
All right, so for people who don't really know too much about you, tell everyone your Wing Chun experience, your story. Kind of how you started in Wing Chun and how you've ended up where you are today.
Okay, sure. I learned Wing Chun from Ip Man, our eldest son, 7 years. Every day, 7 to 10 hours, I practice. 7 to 10 hours, the whole day. You know, I want to find the normal Siulim Da, Cham Ki, Biu Ji, and Wudum Da Mi. I really love the Qi Shao. You know, Wing Chun Qi Shao. I really love that. It's almost like the Wing Chun fighting. So I really like this feeling. So I every day practice just with my other friend, American people. He come to Hong Kong, live in Hong Kong, learn with me, from Ip Chun Sifu. 7 years, we practice every day.
Every day. And for, I'm sorry, repeat how long a day? Like, you're talking full days?
7 to 10 hours.
Wow.
Per day.
Wow.
Sometime, Sunday, we will normally do training.
Really?
Don't take the risk. You know.
No days off. What?
It's normally like working.
You love Wing Chun.
I love Wing Chun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, my son.
Hello.
So, after 3 years, I go to Beijing. Somebody invites me go to Beijing to teach your Wing Chun. So I went to Beijing teach your Wing Chun. 3 years, and then I also created like the APP in China, because my thinking is how to let the people learning every time, everywhere, and the lower cost to learn the Wing Chun, because I cannot every day stay here to teach one people, two people. This is not my dream. It's not my mission. My mission is contribute on the world, every people.
Wow.
So the internet online training is easy to let the people learn the IP man, IP Chun Sifu, Wing Chun. So this is my dream. After 3 years, I back to Hong Kong because my son, I need to take care from him. So I back to Hong Kong. But I still create an online training class. Yeah.
So let's touch on that a little bit. Do you host classes, or are you talking like a straight online type learning system, I guess? Like you put a system together on the internet or on video or whatever, and then you deliver it that way?
Oh, I can explain like the online training class system I create. Normally, I think people know knowing Chen, Xiu Lin Tao, Sam Q, Yu Ji, and Wu Dong Dami. And then Xiu Lin Tao and Sam Chum deliver free session, right? Right?
Xiu Lin
Tao free session, Sam Q free session.
Sure.
And Yu Ji two session, Wu Dong Dami X session. So my grade, my observes is people is not easy for learning, because in this session so many detail. For example, I can say this Wu Shao, this Wu Shao, right? This Fox Shao, right? But this Tan Shao, right? Tan Shao, right?
Palm up, yep.
Tan Shao. So it's so many detail on this session. So I create a new system. Like the first session, I delivered 10 lessons. You know what I mean? I delivered 10 sessions in the one session.
Gotcha.
You know, it's let the people easy to learn and see the radio again.
Okay.
I put the detail.
Yeah.
So it's same for Chum Kiu, Biu Ji, and Wu Dong Dami. It's easy to let the people to learn.
Wow. Excellent, man. Good for you. So time, how long did that take you? Like, I mean, obviously you had the idea, thought about it. Yeah,
In Beijing, I have experience to create this APP, but just only can use in Beijing. So I come back Hong Kong, I try to create again. But this is contribution on the road. It's a keep my dream and mission, keep going.
Right. So you don't want to just be, I mean, you want to spread Wing Chun to everybody, basically. That's kind of sounds like your mission.
Yeah.
That's excellent. Yeah. I mean, I have a huge passion. Obviously, that's why we're sitting down together talking about Wing Chun. I totally hear you. More people should have access to it. Because, there's definitely not clubs everywhere. So, that kind of fills a bit of a gap, doesn't it? How's it going so far?
I hear so many people give me so many advice to let me create an online cast in these 2 years on my social media. So now, especially coronavirus, especially coronavirus, every people just in the home, low practice, cannot find the art to keep people to chisel, is danger, right?
Right.
So invite me to create an online training class system.
So yeah, let me dig into that a little bit then. How do you work around chisel then?
Oh, really? About chisel is a very special of in the Wing Chun. You need to find the partner, the good partner, to help both to increase the skill. You cannot, if chisel, you and me chisel, you thinking you want to fight me, I want to fight you. This is not chisel.
Right.
This is fighting, right? Lowly chisel. You can go to sharp head, lowly toucher. You just fight. Okay. But chisel, that means you need to touch the head, get the feeling. For example, you need to practice the hata like this. Hata. You need to your partner, let you practice first. If he cannot let you practice, you never know how to do the pasta. This is what I mean. But the Yip Chen Sifu every time remind me, Wing Chun is how to, you know, people is body is like this. You can learn really hard style, right? Like the boxing, really hard. You can learn Tai Chi, it's really sore. But Wing Chun, 50-50%, both.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
You need your heart, sometimes you need soul. This is, in this 7 years, what I learned in Yip Chen Sifu, and I inspire to share with everybody. It's not just heart, it's not just soul. It makes, yeah, especially in Qishan. You need to sometimes, you need to suddenly hard, it is suddenly soft. Yeah, it's my understanding.
Totally. Yeah, I like it. I like that. So, kind of just to rewind a little bit, then you can teach, I guess, the basic skills through. I think I actually understand now what you're saying. You can teach the basic skills through your class. But you're saying they need to find a partner as well that will work with them?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's right.
Okay. Awesome. Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. So, go ahead.
After 3 years, I come back and then learn again with Yip Chen Sifu again. Because I know every your skill is come from basic technique, Siu Lin Pao, Cham Ki, Biu Ji, and Wu Dong Mi. And all this skill, basic skill, if you training well, you go to Qishan, it's really good. So I'll be learning again with Yip Chen Sifu after 3 years. So I know the basically is really, really, really important. Right. So this system, thinking many times how to let the people training the basic, not like me, after 3 years, go to retraining again. So okay, this is my thinking.
So training for 3 years, some people just go off and figure they know lots. Is that what you're saying? You came back and trained some more.
Yeah. Retraining again.
Yes, yes, yes. Are you currently training or are you teaching now or what's going on with you right now?
Right now, I just concentration on the online training class system because gotcha. so many work.
And how do people that you train with or friends, family, what do they think of this, of your course, your idea here that you're developing?
This is really hard part. Traditional Sifu don't like online teaching. This is real.
Right.
But I'm not traditional.
No.
I'm still young.
Right.
Yeah. Normally, I will communicate with every foreigners because every year they will come to Hong Kong training.
Yeah, I've told a couple of people that I've talked to recently on the show here that ideally, I mean, in my mind, that's, I'd love to go to Hong Kong and train. That's like my Sigong's from Hong Kong. I think his club's still, you know, going strong. It would be ideal to go and check out the things. Some people from our club have gone, but yeah, it's almost, would you say the Mecca or is that overstepping? The Mecca of Wing Chun, or is that maybe setting the bar pretty high?
Yeah. I learned traditional Kung Fu, but I think the Kung Fu next generation, you need to the people learn well, must grow intellect.
Mm-hmm.
This is true. We need to create the new training classes, let the people know the good Wing Chun, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is my thinking.
Right.
Yeah. If I can share the Qi Xiao Tele with internet, you can find your family or your friends to test the talent, right? Everywhere, right? For example, if Dan Qi Xiao, I can show you how to do the Dan Qi Xiao. You slowly come to here. You can find your partner to practice. And then we can immediately communicate with on the live or on the group, right?
Mm-hmm.
Traditional change, I'm saying it's not good, but the young people, it's not like go to the center, stay 2 hours, 3 years, 3 hours. Every people very busy. The time score is really high. They have the family, they have the kid, right? Take care, everything. This is I know. So this want to change the mind.
Right.
This is what I mean.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and that's kind of what I was trying to get at is kind of how other people, kind of a traditional training methods are interacting with you or what their thoughts are, which is, we don't need to talk about. Cause I mean, some people I'm sure are positive and then some are not. So,
yeah.
Anyways, back to, so that's kind of what your main focus right now, which is awesome. Cause I remember early on your Instagram account, you were doing trainings, right? You were basically just doing stuff on your Instagram page, and people were basically like eating it up, using it and appreciating it. Is that right?
Yeah. Right.
Awesome. Yeah.
And also, I want to share my training, because, you know, Wing Chun is good for IP man, right? So my sifu, like this year, 96 years old, he's still teaching for last year. But this year, COVID virus, and people cannot go out. Last time I saw him 2 weeks ago, he told me he back pain, he cannot come to the center. I'm a little bit sad. He a little bit weak now. So I'm a little bit sad. But so I can say, I can share my Wing Chun experience from him and Elderson to share with everybody.
That's amazing. That's an amazing, line, right? Like, I mean, that's amazing. How old is he? 90?
Like 5, 6.
Wow. And he, does he still get out and move when he was coming in like the last little while, or has he slowed down a bit, or what's that like?
Pardon?
Does he still push people around in class when he's there, or does he take it pretty easy at 95, 96?
Not easy.
He's not easy. No doubt. That's awesome.
Yeah.
And training, take me through a typical day, say when you were training 7 or 8 hours or whatever it was in Hong Kong, because I haven't experienced that, and I'm not sure how many. Some people have gone maybe from North America or other places. I'm from, we train a couple nights a week, a couple hours, hour and a half or something like that, which is awesome. I appreciate what I can get when I can get the Wing Chun in. Obviously, right now, due to what's going on in the world, we're paused with Corona, but things are kind of coming through, and which is amazing, and we'll should be back to class soon. But yeah, take me through a day in training in Hong Kong.
Yeah, you mean what I training?
Yeah, like back in the day when you were training every day, all day. What was that like?
Oh, now it's not all day. Before 7 years. Now, it's around 2 hours per day. Just find some people, qixiao.
Just find people.
Also, I will practice the basic technique, xiu lim tao, chum qiu, diu qi, and wu dong dong mi, again, every day. Because this is very important. Because the tensor, how to use it, qixiao. You need to practice xiu lim tao. How to use fok sao in qixiao. When you qixiao, you need to come back to the basic technique and then thinking about why the people can hit you. Is something wrong in the basic technique? If you correct and we practice the basic technique again, and then go to qixiao, you feel something inspired and improve. It's really fast. But my experience, you need to some experience, sifu, to let me know the skill. If they don't tell you, even you practice 20 years, 40 years, it's same. Just only answer, book, just like this. You don't know the Ezekiel Ma, the standing. What is the good position? I saw so many people, they don't understand. So just tell me 10 years I practice. But when I see Qixiao, I know some we call Gong Leg. We call Gong Leg the basic skill. It's good or not? Your marble, the standing.
Okay.
Stand. We can test. So this is very important. Unfortunately, Sifu hand by hand teach me, and you saw my social media, the white hair guy.
Yeah.
Qixiao.
Yeah.
Dai Shihei. We call Dai Shihei.
Okay.
He has really good skill for Qixiao. He have so many powerful energy. Mm. If your stand is not very good, he fool you on the floor really easy.
Really?
Yeah. So he recently he teach me so many basic techniques. So Sifu inspired me the soft technique. And sometimes he father skill, IP man skill. I have so many waiting, but cannot all put on the video.
Right,
just put some.
For sure. No, it's interesting you say that because I agree with the foundation building blocks, the techniques, Bonsao, Tonsao, building those techniques, locks, arm positions, whatever you want to call them. You need to build those. Stance work obviously is always being trained. But when I think about it, because as an instructor in welding, when I tell apprentices, like I used to tell them, go practice, come out and show me, right? Come out and show me what you finished, your finished product. I'll give you some feedback. And I think feedback is where you kind of leap and your skill compounds, right? It's just, you need, if you're doing something, 10 years incorrectly and no one's correcting you, you're doing it wrong. It's not going to work. It's, you need somebody to know to give you feedback.
Hmm.
And I think that's where, you know, you really kind of build your skill set and your level kind of increases. So kind of what you're saying, right? You need to test it. You need somebody to show you, you made a mistake here. You're going to pay, but maybe explain what you did incorrectly.
Yeah, this is good.
Yeah.
I also observe some people, they want to learn the Chinese culture, especially the Chinese words. Bong Zhao, Zha Ma, this culture,
right?
This Wing Chun culture, because IP Man is from Hong Kong. We learn center is IP Man teaching before. So this is a culture. After training, we can go to Yam Cha. You know Yam Cha?
No.
Yam Cha is normally the Sifu. After the train with students, this culture, we go to drink the tea.
Yes.
Eat dim sum.
Nice.
It's Yam Cha. This is the culture.
For sure.
It's dim sum.
I think some clubs in North America ours was years ago kind of like that. And at this point, you know, we have some senior students get together, and if we get together, we'll do a little social and maybe eat and tea and things like that. But that's something may not be as prevalent everywhere. I could be incorrect because I can't speak for every club, but yeah, that's a nice, I don't know, environment to learn, environment to be in. Like, you're training with friends, almost like family, right?
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Have other, like, thinking, you know, so many good seafood in Hong Kong, but they don't say English. They don't know English.
Oh, they don't know English.
They don't know English, and they don't want to talk English. I think I'm very special when people to share the English to every people.
Mm-hmm.
Even Mandarin, Cantonese, English, I can share on the road. You know, your Boosley?
Yes.
Lei Xiulong. I inspired from him because I born in Hong Kong. Boosley, Jackie Chan, a movie is inspired me for Kung Fu, especially Bruce Lee.
Yeah.
Bruce Lee, English is very well. He talk to the foreigners. He don't care. I don't care.
You right? don't care. Hence why you're here. I appreciate that. Yeah, your English is pretty good. Yes.
It's a be okay. I learn.
Yeah.
I talk to you. I learn to you.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep. Yeah. And we can communicate. Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah. I didn't realize. Yeah. Well, I think I did hear a few people from our club go to Hong Kong and there is the communication barrier sometimes. Yeah. Right. So it would be tough. I think that would be tough.
They're tough. Wow.
Yeah. Like, how do I correct? It's just like, well, yeah, if there's a language barrier, right, that'd be difficult.
Yeah. Normally, foreigners come to Hong Kong. I will help the seafood translate.
Nice.
The English. So I learned little bit English.
Excellent.
And the foreigners, they want to learn the culture, the Mandarin, Cantonese, and Hong Kong culture, Chinese culture. I would bring them go to yam cha, drink the tea, eat the dim sum, like nice. This.
Cool. So when I come to Hong Kong, we'll get together.
Yes, yeah, sure.
Excellent.
Welcome.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah, sure.
That's awesome. No, Hong Kong would be, how are things like after being in lockdown? I don't want to talk too much about that because this is not about that. This is about Wing Chun, but things are moving along. We kind of touched on it previous to going, you know, to chatting. You said 80% or something back to how things are.
Yeah. Normally 80% is become normal, the people.
Yeah.
But something changed, you know? Coronavirus is affect so many people working, cannot join together, right? Maybe through internet, like
yeah.
this.
I've been doing more. I have a friend that I do try to do a weekly Skype, you know, video conference with them just to connect. It's, yeah, you don't get together as much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think this is the coronavirus give us the new inspire for training or working of the next generation.
Yeah. 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 Interesting.
I think so.
Yeah. I saw a video of you and was it your Si Hing?
Si Hing.
Yes. He had a mask on Is that part of the protocol now? Like, I think when you get together, or is that?
Oh, you mean
just recent?
Take a mask?
Yeah.
Oh.
Sorry, you were wearing a mask.
This is take care, yes. Because in Hong Kong, the woods is all is open, but we need to take care with the people closely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. I haven't heard what they're doing for gyms here. We should be opening up shortly with gyms and I think studios, yoga studios. So I'm not sure when martial arts clubs will be opening up again where I'm at specifically and what that entails. So I could see some of the same protocols or processes, precautions being taken, especially being, you know, in Chisao. You could do drills, you could do basic forms, right, in distance. But the Chisao, that's, you're pretty close to each other.
Yeah, yeah. Really close.
Yes.
It's careful.
Yeah.
Especially, it's really cold like this. And the hand always touching.
Yes.
It's want to clear the hand after Chisao. Because he's seeing. So I wear the mask. You know, wear the mask, Chisao. It's really hard.
I bet.
It's like cardio.
I was going to say, how is it wearing that thing? Like, it's hard enough just walking, I think, and wearing one and breathing. So imagine, like, kind of working a little bit and getting the blood moving.
I should be okay.
Yeah.
Before, I'm the fitness coach long time ago.
Nice.
I like work out. I run in, every day.
Yeah.
To be okay.
Yeah,
but Sihei, he cannot. If he wear the mask, it's really, really hard. Yeah.
For him, yes, I get it. Makes sense. Yeah.
So I wear the mask.
Excellent. Okay. Cool. All right. A couple more questions for you. Really enjoying our chat here, our talk about Wing Chun. I kind of already talked about where people can connect with you, but if they're interested in getting, you know, more info from you, where else? Like, I gave your Instagram, you're there, you're on Facebook.
Yeah.
Those are the two main spots for people to find you, Dragon Sifu.
Dragon. What? Dragon Wing Chun, right? Yeah.
Right. Dragon. Sorry, I gave your Instagram. Do you want to give your Facebook page?
Wait for me. Oh, here. Huh?
Yeah, I can hear you. I can hear you.
Okay. Oh, I can send the link to you.
Sure.
You share to the group.
Sure.
If somebody want to join my class or want to my introduction, I write the blog in my website.
Yep.
Have my introduction.
Sure.
So I share the link for you.
Awesome.
If somebody interesting.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. And maybe one or two more questions, maybe we'll see. What kind of tips do you give? I like to kind of finish, you know, kind of most interviews here with a tip, either for beginners, intermediates, and kind of, you know, advanced students. Do you have something for everybody, or is it just kind of a good, great tip for anybody who's a Wing Chun practitioner?
You mean beginner or practice Wing Chun?
Yeah, it's up to you. If you have a tip.
Okay. I guess sure. If for people to practice Wing Chun, even you have so many experience or low experience, the basic technique is very important. If something wrong, you take the long time I saw so many people learn 6 years, 7 years, and go back again to retraining again, the Siulim Tao, Sam Kyu, BOG, and Wudanami again. Because they know when they see some, it's not just doesn't work. Because something wrong for the basic technique. For example, your standing position is right. You're turning, Juma, Cham Kyu, is right, is stable. If not good for this basic talent, when you see some, you always get hit, something wrong. So this is my experience to share to every people. Basically, if you are beginner or you have so many experience, doesn't care, retraining the basic tech, Siulim Tao, Cham Kyu, BOG, and Wudanmiai. Again, this is very, very, very important because Yip Chen Sifu, Dai Si Heng, always remind me and hand by hand to teach me. After 7 years, I have the big improve on the Qishan. So this is my experience to share to everyone.
I love it.
To practice. Yeah.
Love it. Thank you. Yeah, that's a great it's a great tip because I find at kind of the beginner level, whether you're new to the club or new students kind of come in, they're always excited to do what's next. What I see those guys doing that. I want to do the Cham Kyu. I want to shift. Or it's just like, well, no, we're standing in position right now. This is where we're at. So let's work on that. Oh, but they're moving. They're actually like, they're chi sawing. It's just like, well, that will come. So it's just interesting you say that. I totally agree. The basics, the fundamentals. Yeah, those need to be pretty much, you need them to be down pat.
Okay. I'm agree what you say, but you can learn everything.
Yes.
But after they learn, we come back to the basic technique.
Got you. So yeah. I see what you're saying. Yes. For sure.
They can learn. Yeah. Because they're interesting. Yes. It's okay.
Yes.
But everything compared to the basic technique. Okay.
Got it.
Yeah.
I hear you 100% now. Yeah. I hear you. That's awesome. Cool. Anything else you want to share? I saw your son is with you. I appreciate him spending some time here.
He learned from me. One day he asked me, "Oh, father, you can teach me Kung Fu," but I know he's very young. He don't know what is Kung Fu. He just play with the kid, want to fight. So I will tell him, Kung Fu is not for fighting, it's for defense. Somebody need your help, you can help and help yourself. If you have danger situation, you help yourself. The other thing, you train your mind. Now, the rule is very complicated,
for
right?
Sure. Yes.
Cannot quiet. So when I practice the Siulim Tao slow, I can think it. I can quiet. This is retraining the mind. When you chisel, you cannot complicate. You need to very simple your mind. So this is Kung Fu. I understand. I tell him. But I know he might not understand. He just say, oh, that guy hit me. I want to learn Kung Fu and hit him again. It's very fun.
Yeah, you know, I get it. I mean, yeah, you have so much insight too. It's just, it's nice that, yeah, you do your forms and you can calm your mind, right? That's a chance to maybe be quiet in your mind, or however you want to speak it more eloquently. But, and then in Qisao, you're right, go back to the basics and keep it simple. Don't complicate things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yes, right.
There's so much complication everywhere. Just, yeah. Before I let you go, I want to ask you a question, because you do have a son. I have two little ones. Mm. When, if he wants to learn Kung Fu, when do you think is a good age? This is a personal question, right?
But I think 7 years old later, if he wants. The basis is he have interest.
Yeah.
If he don't interest, don't teach him.
No, for sure.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, did you say around seven? If he's interested, you would teach?
Up to seven.
Up to seven.
Because when he's 4 years old, I try to teach him. I bring him, go to the center.
Yeah.
It's just one and one away.
That's a kid. I got a almost 4 year old, and he's six and almost four. So I do occasionally I'll do some pack punch. Okay, here's guard hand. Here's guard hand, guys, and they're like, yeah, check this out, dad, check out my guard hand. It's like I just move their elbow in and stuff. So, but yeah, at some point, if they're interested, I would do the same. I'm not sure how old, though. I'd probably push it till they're, yeah, I don't know, a little bit older. Like, not yeah, right maybe. Now. Like, no, 10, not. 12, or I don't know. So
from now, maybe just...
Oh, 7 years now? Is that how old is your son now?
Almost 7 years old.
Okay, so like 14.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Now, cannot go to school.
No,
cannot. Next week, start go to the kindergarten.
Ah, okay. How old is he?
How old
is he now?
He's now?
How old? Yeah.
How old? 6.5 years old.
Yeah. Cool. What is there an age? Is there an age limit on
my age?
No, sorry. No. For training in the center. Do they let kids train in the center?
Not yet. But I try to bring him to the center. But he's just running around.
But are other kids interested, or like, is there an age limit or age restriction?
In my center. In our center.
Yep.
Don't teach the kids. Just teach the adult people.
Adult. Yep.
Yeah.
Cool.
Because kids is, I think it's not good for the Wing Chun. It's good for the Taekwondo.
Okay.
Right? Taekwondo.
Keep them busy. Yes. Keep them moving.
Moving, yeah. Funny.
Yeah.
The game. It's like this.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't kind of find Wing Chun till I think I was probably early 20s myself. So that's when I found it initially. I never grew up doing it. But awesome. So I was just going to wrap up with you. I really appreciate your time here.
It's okay. I would love to share my experience.
Yeah.
Can you hear?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Oh, yeah. I would love to share my experience, my story, and the Wing Chun experience to everyone. I would love. Yeah.
Yes. Thank you. Thanks for being here. We have ways to connect with you. Like I said, your Instagram, you're on Facebook. People are interested in the Dragon Sifu online class that you got going. You're all over that. Again, thank you for sharing your story and your journey. The 7 years hardcore training there.
That's awesome. Welcome.
Yes. All right. Take care of yourself, and I'll catch you on the next one.
Thank you so much for listening to Wing Chun Talk Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please be sure to share it with someone you know who will also enjoy it. If you haven't already, make sure to follow or subscribe to catch all upcoming episodes.